evening, January 18th, Jaipur.
Atma, Nishya, Adhya, Sitam,
Sitam,
Purva,
Purva,
Samai,
Samai,
Mahadvi,
Mahadvi,
Aham,
Aham,
Karishyami,
Karishyami,
Duranta,
Duranta,
Karam,
Karam,
Samo,
Samo,
Mukunda,
Mukunda,
Hamdi,
Hamdi,
Nise,
Nise,
Vayaiva,
Gitam,
Samasthaya,
Paratma,
Nishyam,
Adhyasitam,
Purva, Tamai, Mahadvi,
Aham,
Karishyami, Duranta, Param, Tamo, Mukundangri, Nishi, Vaiva, Gitam, Samasthaya, Paratma, Nishyam, Adhyasitam, Purva, Tamai, Mahadvi, Aham, Karishyami, Duranta, Param, Mukunda, Vamhi, Nise, Vaiva. The meaning of this verse is that I am just now following the footsteps of previous acharyas to accept sadhana so that I can completely devote myself in the service of Mukunda. Mukunda means one who can give liberation. Mukti. Means Mukti liberation. The Krishna's name is Mukunda. He can give actually liberation. Otherwise, there is no Krishna. Mantra was previously chanted by Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas. Therefore, we, Gauriya Vaishnava, when we accept sannyas, we follow the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The narration is in the Chaitanya-caritamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he completed his 24th year of age, 24 vatsar says jai magma. That month was also the same, magma. This month is going now. When he completed his 24th year, on the month of Magha, this January and February, in that Shukla Pakshe, in the moonlight, he accepted sannyas. So after accepting sannyas, sannyas kari pramadeshe charila bhindava. After accepting sannyas, he immediately left his country and went towards Vrindavan. Vrindavan means where Lord Krishna lives. Lord Krishna lives everywhere. But his specific place is Vrindavan. So anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord, anywhere he goes, that is Vrindavan. But he traveled for 3 days in Bengal, Rajesh. Rajesh means where the Ganges River is not flowing, that is called Rajesh. Ehi shlok pari prabhu bharir abeshe brahmite pavitra kaila sabra. So wherever he was traveling, he was reciting this verse. Sitam samasthaya parasmanishyam adhyasitam kudva tamai mahadhi aham karishyami duranta param tamo mukundanghi nisiva iva. So you get this shloka in your heart. And wherever you go, to chant this mantra and remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that, and he said, Bharat Pamite Manusha Janma Hai Raja Janma Sakhapari Karo Parapata. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a very high class educated Brahmin, very beautiful to look at. He had his young wife, 16 years old, his affectionate mother, but he left everything for preaching the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Therefore, those who follow strictly the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be blessed by him. It was the duty of the Indians, because he said, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hai Raja. Anyone who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsha, Janma Sakshatkari Karo Parabhupa. So, it was the duty of the Indians to take such sannyas and preach the cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Unfortunately, they are trapped in a limited space. I am so much obliged to you that you American boys, you are taking sannyas and preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Thank you very much.